Our New Testament reading for today is from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, 6th chapter, verses 1 through 23. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free of sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching which you were committed, and having been set free from sin have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. But for as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Alex Lissau from Trinity Lutheran Church, Eden, Idaho.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is all of Romans chapter 6. St. Paul addresses the problem of sin and the blessing of God's grace. His focus is on our faith and the problem of dealing with our sinful flesh that is often in conflict with our spirit. Let me rephrase that last sentence. Our sinful flesh is always in conflict with our spirit. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." In this sinful world we live in, even as justified Christians, as children of God through Jesus Christ, we still battle with that old Adam. Our pride and our lusts remain even after we've been justified. As Luther put it, St. Paul teaches us that we are not by faith so freed from sin that we can be idle, slack, and careless, as though there were no longer any sin in us. We have all sinned and fallen short every day, even as justified lovers of Christ. And there are eternal consequences for our sins, and our wages for our sins is death. The failure to keep God's will perfectly is our failure. Damnation is the consequence. Pretty scary stuff, I'd say. The law shows us our sin, and it tells us how to live, but we fail. Yet as both saints and sinners, we still have hope. We deserve eternal death, but the gospel comes to us through Christ. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And his gospel is a free gift. Many of us struggle with the idea of a free gift. We want to pay for it, earn it, give it back in some kind of way. We want to do something for the giver. We want to make everything seem even and balanced. It seems odd getting a free gift sometimes. Yet that's what God gives us in Christ, the Holy Spirit through God's Word, His holy baptism by means of the grace of the Holy Spirit provided for us, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We need not be afraid. Romans 6, 3 and 4 says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We are buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life." Yes, the wages of sin is death, and Christ took our wage, that death we earned by our sins. He paid the price for our redemption. He died on the cross. He rose again in glory so that we might have eternal life in Him. He gives us eternal life. It's ours because Jesus paid the price for all our sins. Romans 6, 7 through 11 tells us that for one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live with Him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. For the death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and live to God in Christ Jesus. What an amazing thing it is that Christ paid the cost. There's a story about a young mother who was at the checkout counter at the grocery store at Christmas time. As the cashier ran her last item, ringing up the total, it became obvious the woman didn't have enough money. And as she groped through her purse, she looked a bit embarrassed, and with tears in her eyes, she said, "I'm sorry. I have to put some of these things back." The man behind her in line, observing all of this, stopped the young woman, reached across the counter, handed his credit card to the cashier, and said, "It's okay, ma'am. I've got this." And he paid her entire bill, not just part, but the full bill. Today, Jesus Christ reaches across the ages, for He has paid the full price for us that we might have all we need, an eternity with Him. He did it at His cost, a sacrifice of love for us. Romans 6, 20 and 22 reminds us that when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. Oh yes, the law kills. None of us can keep the law perfectly, but Jesus fulfilled the law perfectly. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of both the law and the promises of God. We have hope because of Christ. Our hope is not in this world. It is in Christ, and it is not in vain. We have eternal life because of the free gift of God's grace to us through Christ alone. That's the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It may seem difficult for some to accept it, but it is absolutely true. It is the truest comfort in the midst of everything we face, even death. Romans 6:23 declares, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Praise God for that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alex Lissau from Trinity Lutheran Church, Eden, Idaho, for today's meditation on God's Word.